Okay, listen, you can laugh as much as you want about meme coins, dog with hat, the cats, whatever else you want. But the reality is that more money has been made on meme coins than in any other sector in crypto in this bull market. So you cannot ignore meme coins anymore. The only problem is, if you're like me, you have no idea where to start. You have no idea what the next meme coin is going to be. You have no idea who's going to explode, and we're just going to throw your money away. So what do we do when we get to situations like this? We bring in 4 meme coin absolute degens. Now, these guys are degen as can be, and they are the best meme coin experts that I could find. And today we're going to degen into meme coins, and there's no time limit. We're just going to degen until we squeeze every single meme coin out of these guys. So today is going to be a dirty show. Today is going to be a degen show. Today is going to be one of those shows where if we hit it right, we're making life-changing money on cats with hats, cats with fleas, dogs with hats. I don't know. Let's see where we get, where we make our money. So let's go, guys. Tell you one thing, I'm so excited for the show. I'll tell you, I'm completely out of my league here. I don't trade meme coins. But every single one in the office, every single person in the office around me is making life-changing money on meme coins, and I kind of feel like I'm getting left out. And I could see that I'm not the only one that's excited here. The chat is going absolutely, absolutely crazy. Someone says, Baby Bonk. We are going to talk about Baby Bonk because they are the most degen community on BSC. They're BSC's favorite dog. They've even released a game, which I think is called Bonk Royale, if I'm not mistaken. Let's have a look here. Yes, this is the game over here. So you can see there's the Bonk Royale game. We're definitely going to talk about them because they are one of the sponsors of our show. They also reached a $20 million market cap. So this is a big thing. We're going to talk about serious degen meme coins today, guys. And you need to know, before we start the show, you can make life-changing money in meme coins. In fact, meme coins have been the ultimate return generator in this bull market. No other sector, not AI, not Deepin, nothing has come close to meme coins this sector. And it could continue. But you need to know, trading meme coins is extremely risky. And if the market crashes, the meme coins are going to crash just as hard as they went up. So by getting into meme coins, you know that you are a dirty, filthy degen. And when you do the trades, you have to wash your hands afterwards. That's how dirty, filthy degen we are here today. But that's why we got to bring you this alpha, because we cannot ignore the sector anymore. So listen, before we start the show, remember that if you're not already subscribed to Crypto Banter Plus, this is where we bring you the degen content. Subscribe now, join the best community in the world. And remember, by subscribing, you actually get a free entry into the Banter Bags. Now, what is the Banter Bags? For those of you who don't know, this is where we get pre-IDO allocations that do sometimes 100x and 200x. And we put them into a bag. And when we get to 350,000 subscribers on Banter Plus and 1 million subscribers on Banter, and we're very, very, very close, we're going to give away the Banter Bags to the community. All you need to do to be part of the Banter Bags, subscribe to Banter Plus, subscribe to Banter, and get any exchange account with any one of our exchange links, and then we can pay you into that account. So listen, without any further ado, as I said to you, I'm not a meme coin expert. You know I'm not a meme coin expert. Someone says, talk dirty, Ryan. Today I'm going to talk so dirty to you guys, but I'm not going to be the one talking dirty. I've got 4 of the biggest legends in meme coin crypto. I've got 3 of them. There are no better legends out there. So without any further ado, I want to bring in the legends. The guy here on my left, right, whatever you see, his name is Gustavo. He's actually one of our researchers, and he's making videos on Crypto Banter. Now, let me tell you guys, this guy is the filthiest fucking degen you've ever seen. He has made more money. Gustavo, how much money have you made on cats and dogs, bro? Be honest.
I've turned a couple thousand bucks into multiple 6 figures.
Wow. And it's not about to stop. Mostly cats. The whole office is completely obsessed. When Gustavo calls something on the research call, or when Gustavo calls something in the Discord, or when Gustavo calls something on the management group, the whole company stops and trades. He's become like this prolific meme coin trader. Then we've got a regular on the show, someone who has been here before. We've got Poey, he's here. And then we've got Eric Stevens, who's new. Guys, welcome. I'm so excited about the show. I'm a bit nervous, but I'm also excited because I'm completely out of my depth. Okay, before we start the show, I read this, and to me it seemed like a reasonable explanation of why meme coins are exploding. So I want to read it to you guys, and I want you guys to tell me if this is how you feel about meme coins. This is a tweet from Andrew Kang. He says, "We are going to reach some serious levels of mental retardation for meme coins this cycle. Think of the meme coin ecosystem as essentially a skill-based global lottery platform. Players get to decide which lottery brand they want to buy tickets in, but the payouts and odds aren't the same. That's where the skill comes in. The jackpot winners don't come from pure luck, but an ability, and everyone believes that they can find the next winner. And the more people that they can get to buy the same ticket as them, the more likely they are to win with their friends. That's the best feeling in the world, winning together. It's a multiplayer money game with virality built in. Study the scale of the traditional lottery industry. It generated $300 billion in sales in 2020, with half the population of the US playing. Now imagine the valuation of meme coins if a capital injection of that scale were to flow into them. Last cycle was actually a test pump for meme coins, kind of like Bitcoin's test run from 100 to 1,000. This time we get to play the real pump after there's been a cycle proving the product market fit, how they've changed lives, and the increased global acceptance. I believe that meme coins are going to outperform everything else in crypto by a wide margin. The masses won't care about the fourth liquid restaking derivative or whatever fancy new technology that results in. They won't fall for the 10,000th DeFi farm, which even retail know are self-referential Ponzi schemes like House of Cards. Meme coins are just much more pure upfront speculative vehicle. Those that are overweight DeFi and L1s at a massive underperformance risk could very well see ETH moving 50% from where it is, but meme coins will be 5 to 100x bigger in size. Is this what it's all about?
Yes, I love this. I love that guy. I 100% agree with him. I checked even his VC firm and some of his investments. And so he's like a very serious investor, super respected in this industry. And he gets it. Raul also gets it. He understands it. And yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's gambling. But there's strategies. And there's, of course, there's a strategy you can adopt to make really easy and quick gains, like 10Xs and 50Xs in a week, sometimes even in a day. And yeah, I 100% fully agree.
Okay, I've got to ask you a question before we go, I'll go on to the other guys. When you look at a meme coin, is it a trade or is it an investment? Be honest with me. Is it a trade or is it an investment?
Gustavo? Should I go first?
Yeah, Gustavo, is it a trade or an investment?
It's obviously a trade, of course. But these could be seen as swing trades. For example, the people who made the most money on WIF, they've been holding it for how many months now? For example, I held Mog, which I think is one of the best memes, which competes a little bit with Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic 10 Inu, which I see Eric has a Sproto, so he's probably invested. I also love that meme coin. But I held Mog for like 6 months until I saw like real gains. And so swing trades, multi-month trades, that's how I see it.
Are you going to hold any meme coins into the next cycle?
No.
No. All right, Eric, what are your thoughts? I mean, are meme coins investments or are they just trades? Can you invest in a meme coin or do you just trade? And guys, I see that you guys are going crazy in the chat. Smash the like button if you're here. Let's get everybody here. We are on Banter Plus. It is our new channel. We are trying to get more DGEN content on Banter Plus. We need you guys all here and we need everybody to subscribe. We need everybody to subscribe. So subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Eric, is a meme coin a trade or is it an investment? Be honest.
I would say it can be either. More often than not, it's definitely a trade. However, to Gustavo's point, he held Mog for a long time, which I'm also a holder of. I used to be a much larger holder in Mog. Unfortunately, that isn't the case anymore. But yeah, for example, you look at my PFP, which it spawned from Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic 10, Inu. I've been holding that thing for months. I currently have a $5 million bag in that. And
You have a how much million dollar bag?
Yeah, 5 million. Well, to be exact, $4.8 million. I'm the number two.
Wait, wait, slowly. You have a $5 million bag in which token?
Harry Potter, Sonic, Obama, 10 Inu.
And what is the market cap of Harry Potter, Sonic, Obama? What is the full...
Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic, 10 Inu.
Yeah, Whoa.
It's going to be around, let's say.
Here we go. I'm calling it up here. I'm calling it up here on it has a $209 million market cap and $5 million of that is sitting in your wallet.
Correct.
How much did you pay for that $5 million? How much did you pay for that position?
I don't know. You know, I've been buying over the course of months. Definitely not anywhere near as much as the value of my current position.
What have you made? 10x? Have you made a 10x? Have you made 100x? Have you made 1,000x? Just give me like
well over 100x.
Holy shit. So you put in less than $50,000.
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
And you're holding $5 million of his token.
Correct.
What the fuck am I doing wrong? What? I mean, I'm sitting here analyzing tokens, research team. You put $50,000 into Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic, Inu, and you got a $5 million bag.
Correct.
Max Payne, left curve, makes all the gains.
Holy shit. Okay. So, Poe, how do I pronounce it? Poe, Poo, I don't know. How do I pronounce it?
Oh, it's pronounced Poe. Hi, Ren. How are you?
Good to see you again, my friend. Well, good to see your avatar again. Do you have any $5 million bags?
Thanks for having me back.
Do you have any $5 million bags that I should know right about?
Now, I have a $2 million bag. I have a $1 million bag.
The $2 million bag, where is that bag? What token is it in?
That's on Brett on Beast.
Okay, I'm also an investor. I'm also an investor of based Brett. So hold on, let me just get you guys back here. I'm also an investor on based Brett. Tell me a little bit about why you like based Brett. I'll tell you what I liked it. I liked it because it was on it was on optimism. And for me, I think that the Coinbase thing on optimism is using Coinbase as the entry point. This could easily become the people's meme. That's why I invested in this token. Keen to understand why you invested.
So I invested on it because it was like I'm very well aware on how memes work and how, you know, degens think. And right now we have Pepe as the largest meme on Ethereum right now. Well, not the largest. I mean, the current newest largest. I mean, you know, we have Shiba. We have Shiba Inu, which is obviously the largest. But now Pepe is slowly creeping up to Shib, and it's going to be replacing it. So Brett is Pepe's best friend, and he's on Base Chain. Base Chain doesn't have that many memes running right now.
Yes,
Brett is probably the largest, if not is the largest meme on that chain. So it just made sense to me that it would be an obvious trade. But why are we all holding Brett on Base? Because Base is Coinbase's main chain. And obviously, all these large institutions are going to be supporting memes this next bull cycle. And they all want to have that front runner Pepe that's going to be on their chain where they can flex, hey, we have the largest meme here. So all speculation, obviously, we're all speculating. Nothing is for certain. But, you know, this is where this is going.
Okay, so I've got to ask you a question. I look at this. It's gone up 14,000% since 26th of February. So in 2 weeks, it's gone up 14,000%. The market cap is $200 million. Have I missed the boat yet?
To go that high,
definitely not.
No, I don't think you missed the boat. Definitely not. If you look at the chart, people are holding. This is when you look at a meme coin, you want to ask yourself: are people holding? Is it continuing on an uptrend, and is it left curving? And you can look at this chart and say, okay, the people that are holding this, they really believe, they really do.
There's 10,000 holders.
When you buy a chart,
it's got 10,000 holders.
When you buy charts at 200 million, these things don't go straight to zero. You know, there's a ton of volume on them. It's a much less risk than if you would buy something at, let's say, 1 million or $5 million market cap or $10 million market cap.
Gustavo, what do you think? What do you think on Base
Brett? I like Brett.
You like it?
I like it. I think Base is one of the best chains to invest in meme coins. Base, Ton, ETH. And obviously Solana, because why? Because it can onboard tens of millions of people. And so everyone that uses the Coinbase app will go onto Base and they'll see Brett. I think it was created by Matt Fury, right? The guy that designed Pepe.
Matt Fury was the creator of Pepe. And
he's Brett, a legend.
Also one of his characters. I also just want to add that Chad added $2 million worth of liquidity to Brett.
$2 million just today.
Okay, so this one
liquidity.
This one we're gonna say, look, it is at a $200 million market cap. You guys are all telling me that it still potentially has upside. It has 10 million holders and it's got great liquidity. It's on the Base chain, which we think is a good place to be because it's got a good onboarding. All right, let's go into some more degen plays. Let me take you one to a basic one. So let's go to WIF. WIF has got a $2 billion market cap now. It's had an incredible, incredible run. It's got a market cap that is three times bigger than Spirit Airlines, actually. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Question. Have I missed the boat? Or can I still be buying this thing?
I don't think you missed the boat on Whiff. I got in with what I thought was late. I started tweeting about it. If you run down my timeline, I got in around 50 mil, and I was like, you know what? You know, I like it here. Sometimes you have to like swallow your pride and say, okay, it's at 50 mil. Maybe I don't have the biggest bag as, you know, big bags like everyone else. But, you know, if I throw in, you know, I started throwing in around $10,000-$15,000 around 50 mil, and my bag's up tremendously since, you know. But now you look at other coins, you know, like Shiba,
Can I ask you a question?
These coins run. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? How much money have you made on meme coins? Be honest. Like, just I need to. No one knows who you are, so it's not like you're going to dox yourself. But just tell me, how much money have you made on meme coins? What are the numbers here?
So the last time we spoke, I was already up my first million. I would say today around my portfolio, ballpark numbers with unrealized gains. I'm talking like with Ethereum, all the Ethereum that I'm holding, the Solana that I'm holding. I'm holding a lot of INJ.
No, but just tell me, just the meme coins. Just tell me the meme coins.
I'll start out my portfolio with three Ethereum, $15,000, I would say at the time. Right now, I'm close to almost eight figures. Very close to breaking eight figures within the last year.
I mean, I mean, what am I doing here? I mean, I don't know what I'm doing here. Eric, just give me a number. No one knows who you are. Just give me a number.
Yeah, I would say, and funny thing for me is I was dead broke like 8 months ago. So just like yourself, my background was in DeFi. For the longest time, I was fading meme coins. I missed Doge. I missed SHIB. I missed SafeMoon. My friends were telling me, get into these things. I was like, absolutely fucking not. Why the hell would I ever buy something like that? You're stupid. You're going to lose all your money. And before I ever traded before I ever traded crypto, I was invested in the stock market. And so once I saw that MemeFi phenomenon bleed over to the stock market, at that point I said, okay, there's something here, and I started focusing on this, and I got wrecked. I lost all my money that I had made on these DeFi L1 protocols and all that stuff that, you know, all the boomers love. And I found myself broke. I would make money, lose money, and I just went on this epic run. In the last 8 months, I've done well over eight figures. Correct.
When you talk about eight figures, you're talking about $10 million plus. Just want to make sure that when I say eight figures and you say eight figures, it's the same eight figures.
Correct. So,
Okay, I'm all ears. Listen, guys, by the way, Gustavo is a researcher at Crypto Banter. He has his own show. He's starting to now stream his own show. He's going to be doing meme coins. He's going to be doing airdrops and stuff like that. So look out for him. He's going to be on this channel. He's going to be on the main channel. Look out for him. You're going to see a lot more of Gustavo. Because Gustavo's doxed, I'm not going to ask him to tell us how much money he's made. I think the other guys aren't doxed. I think it's pretty good. But when someone is doxed, I think it introduces a security risk. All right, let's talk more memes. I'm putting the ball in your court now. I think, should we maybe start off with the cats? Because it sounds like we've had dog season, now it's cat season, or am I wrong?
It's cat season 100% right now. Even Ansem was talking about it. Definitely. I mean, Hemule on Ethereum, Vitalik's cat. We have Vibing Cat on Solana. You have Taylor Swift's cat called Benji on Solana. You think millions of women that are going to enter crypto, they're not going to buy Taylor Swift's cat? Of course they are. It's the first thing they're going to buy, was of course. So these are the things I'm bidding.
Okay, so let's look at Hemule. Hemule's up 5,000% in the last, since January 24th, 50x.
Market, yes, I got like a 50x on it.
I'm actually holding a very big bag of Hemule. It's one of I called that on my if you follow my Twitter, my follow my call channel, I've been calling a lot of these memes early. I think I called Hemule at around $5 million market cap. And it did have a long time where it did go down, but then eventually, you know, the community started buying it up. And these coins take months to get there. But if you find a good narrative, you find a good community of people who believe, these things eventually will go up.
$63 million market cap, so much smaller than the ones that we've seen.
Yes.
Yeah, so $63 million.
Potential is insane in
Let me tell you something, Rand. A lot of people's big mistake is that they think they're late. But going into a bull run, Nothing is late before 1 billion sometimes. It's crazy. You get in at 5, 10, 15, 20 million dollar market cap, even 100 million. You're seeing coins like Pepe go to 3.6 billion. And you see SHIB at 20, where it was, I think the all time high was, I don't know, 60 billion. You know, the X's are there, man. And let me tell you something about meme coins. Last bull cycle, a lot of people, a lot of retail was coping. Oh, that guy turned 500 bucks into 100 million on Shiba Inu. They're all going to be coping. They're all going to be bidding this time way harder than they bid last cycle. So I think meme coins are really going to take.
Yeah, so we've got 10,000, we've got 7,500 holders, $65 million market cap. This is Vitalik's cat. I'm assuming Vitalik's cat is on ETH, right? I mean, you couldn't put Vitalik's cat on Solana.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right. What other cats do we like? Which other cats do we like? I'm going to leave it in your hands.
DGEN, like lower market cap.
Yes, right yes.
Now, yeah. There's more El Gato that I'm in. Posen as well, I believe.
El Gato, is it on Sol? Is it this one here? Is it this one here on Sol?
Correct. That's on Sol. $2.7 million market cap.
2,500 holders. That's quite. I mean, that's amazing. That's a that's a market cap of $2.7 million, and it's got a 2,500 holders. I mean, that's a good ratio, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you know, like everything that we've mentioned for the most part has been up there in the hundreds of million dollar market caps, and like Poe said, the mistake that a lot of people make is that they feel that they're too late. But I think that we have to dream bigger. Meme coins are going to take center stage, but there is definitely a market for people who want to invest in things at a smaller market cap. They just feel comfortable with that psychologically. It just feels better to them. And so this, for me, when we're talking about those lower market cap cat plays, this is the best El Gato, the cat that's still standing. El Gato, this means.
Gustavo, what do you think of El Gato?
I think it's awesome. I think it's great. I also have another cat on Solana that's around the same market cap. It's called Vibing Cat. Based off this meme. Yeah, based off this meme that it's huge on TikTok. What do you think every single kid that's on TikTok, when they enter, what are they going to buy? Obviously, they're going to buy the stuff that they recognize. So stuff like VCat, Vibing Cat.
Okay,
it's now that meme of the cat going like this.
Hold on, I got to find the meme. Where do I find the meme? I want to see the meme. Hold on, I'm going to Google Vibing Cat meme.
Yes.
I feel like a great place
to search memes is knowyourmeme.com.
Oh, so this is the token of this cat. Yeah. I know this cat. So this is the token of this cat. So it's Vibing Cat is the token of this cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Represents the meme.
Okay, amazing.
I want to touch on what Gus just said. It's very important, and what he said was knowyourmeme.com is a great place to study memes. But it's very important when going into a meme season to really understand memes. You need to really study memes and how they work, why they're bullish, and how people outside of crypto can relate to a meme. Essentially, what are we doing here? We're buying up these memes so that when retail comes, they're going to look for the familiar memes that they like. They're going to look for the memes where they could go on Twitter and they see guys like me or Eric. We're posting these memes all day with captions and we're making people laugh. And people want to follow that and do the same thing. They want to shitpost on Twitter. So it's very important when you're aping meme coins, you have to look at it and say, is this funny? Is it going to make me laugh? And do other people know this meme?
All right. With that in mind, give me another one and then we can make a judgment. So give me another one and then let's see if we can make a judgment. One that you like.
Can I say one?
Yes.
One that I actually don't hold, it's called Zin, but it seems like it's a boomer meme that has something to do with nicotine.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold on. Whoa. I lost a guy.
We need to study boomer memes as well.
It's not a boomer meme. It's a Gen Z meme. Zin is a nicotine product that you put in your mouth. It's kind of like chewing tobacco, but you don't chew on it. It's like a little pillow with nicotine in it. You put it in your mouth and all the young boys are doing it right now. And there's a big culture on it. You know, a lot of the YouTubers like the Nelk Boys have been promoting this product. And a lot of people that quit smoking or quit vaping, they started using Zin. So, you know, Zin's a cool one.
How do you spell Zin? Z-I-N or Z-Y-N? Or what is it?
Z-Y-N-N.
Z-Y-N-N. Okay. So it's this. This is the, I'm looking again, I'm on the Zinnies. That's it. That's Zin. right? This is the
There's a whole culture of Upper Decky, and like all these guys are like how they consume their zins. It's a big culture. It's a very big culture online.
All right, before we go any further, just guys, if you want meme information, that we got a newsletter called Good Morning Crypto. The guy that writes this is a real fucking DJ. He's a real DJ. So if you want meme information, you can subscribe to this newsletter. It's absolutely free. Also, I mean, while we're here, let me just remind the guys, this show is actually a sponsored show. The Meme Coin show is a sponsored show. One of our sponsors on the show is someone that I think you all like. It's Punky. This is a meme. This is bigger than a meme coin. This is a meme, a complete meme. Here, Degenerate Monkey on Sol. Great team. Amazing, amazing, amazing utility that they're building.
I have a big bag of punk.
They've got a Solana Valid. They've got a Solana Validator. They've got a giveaway. They're doing 11. It's not 30 days, but it's 11 of 30. They're doing 30 giveaways. I love this one. I think the market cap when I looked earlier was about 30 million. But let's check it again. Market cap $25 million. Guys, thoughts on Punky?
So let me tell you why I love Punky, okay? You want to look for teams that have been around since they launched. They launched back in December, right? They've been around hustling since they launched. They've had multiple exchange listings. They have the best graphic artists in the game constantly putting out content. Their Twitter is active 24/7. Pumping out memes. It's just when normies come here, when people look at a coin, you want to ask yourself, is the team there and is the content there and is the content bullish? And they have all these things lined up. Like I can't deny, out of all the memes that I'm holding, they have one of the best contents out there.
Wow. Okay, that's great. And they're one of the sponsors of the show, which is great. So it actually worked out well. All right, I'm kicking the ball back into guys. Give me something else.
So I want to talk about Myro.
Okay, Myro. Myro the dog. That's Raj's dog. Hold on a second. I lost you guys. So Myro is Raj's dog. For those people who don't know, let's try and just quickly get.
Myro is Raj's dog.
We love Myro.
It's about 380 mil market cap. If you're looking on Death Screener right now, I called this. I've been holding it since $1 million market cap, and. Dude, what a ride it's been. It was one of my first major calls on Solana, where it's one of my biggest hits, honestly.
$380 million dollar market cap for Raj's dog.
I'm one of the top holders over there. And it's really clear to see where this thing is going. I mean, the narrative on every chain right now, is the pet of the owner of the chain, you know? So when that's a big narrative on crypto. So when you see that, this is the first one that launched. This really set off that meta of pet owners meme coin.
Does the chain matter? Like for example,
let me tell you why it matters and why Solana coins do have an advantage over Ethereum. I do believe a lot of the whales are on Ethereum, but on Solana there's no fees. And there's less tools for people that are, like, for example, if you're buying something on Ethereum early, there are people sniping launches and they're essentially holding a lot of the supply and they keep the price down because as the price goes up, they're selling on all these new buyers. So the price gets suppressed, right? And it's hard to find new buyers after all those buyers bought, they're out of money. Whoever believers left, they're all gone. That's it. So it's killing a lot of new launches on Ethereum. Solana has yet to catch up to.
Yeah, so Solana fees
are so low. People could literally ape $5, $10. You're going to get way more holders on a Solana coin than you will on an Ethereum coin. And let me tell you something. When you think of holders on a meme coin, you think of the army behind it. On Ethereum, let's say you have 2,000 holders. You only have 2,000 people talking about the coin. If you look at Myro, I don't know how many holders they have, but let's say there's 50,000 holders, right? You have 50,000 people talking about this one coin. The greater exposure is there.
Yes. Guys, I see that a lot of you are subscribing. Thank you. If you want to see more of Gustavo, Gustavo's going to have his own meme coin show on this channel. So just subscribe. Go. All right. So we like Myro. Do you think Myra can get the same market cap as Bunk? I mean, Bunk's got 2 billion. Not Bunk. Dog with Hat. Sorry. Dog with Hat's got 2 billion. Myra's got 350 million.
It will catch up to Whiff very soon.
Myra's got 1 billion.
Okay. What else do we like? Myra. What else do we like? Myra's a good dog.
I have another bag. Right now, I'm holding a bag of Peng.
P-E-N-G yes.
On Solana.
Okay. Penguins. Well, it's not I just want to say that these guys are also one of our sponsors for the show. So we're not talking about them. I mean, you guys didn't even know that. You didn't even know they were one of the sponsors. So yes, so this is Peng. Apparently Peng is from the same family as penguins. That's the rumor. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. And they're doing an airdrop to penguin holders, right?
You're talking about Pudgy Penguins?
Yes.
Yes, I heard they're doing an airdrop to Pudgy holders. I don't believe that they're two separate entities. They're not the Pudgy Penguin team.
Yes, they're not.
But they do love the Pudgy Penguin.
Yes.
They are inspired by the Pudgy Penguins, but they're also inspired by Pepe. It's, you know, if you look at that meme, it's a very familiar meme because it looks like Pepe. And, you know, growing up, I think a lot of children, you know, they watched Batman and that, you know, in the movie, there was the penguin. There was all kinds of penguins growing up in cartoon shows. So Penguin is a bullish character that, you know, I'm speculating a lot of people are bullish on. Aside from that, the content that the team has been putting out for Peng is just incredible.
They have a partnership with Gotbit Fund. This is the fund they brought Myra and Bonk to life. And I mean, also, I think one thing we should notice about Peng, $20 million market cap in 4 days. I mean, that shows you a lot of acceleration, right?
It's insane, man. And when you're looking to buy a meme coin, you want to look for teams that are putting in this type of work because you know it's only going to go higher. And, you know, for something to go to 20 mil, it literally went there within 24 hours.
And 10,000 holders.
48 hours.
And 10,000 holders. They already have 10,000 holders. They have as many holders as Vitalik's cat. They
already have 10,000 holders.
Okay. I mean, this one makes sense.
Marketing. They have the market makers on board. They have the exchanges on board. Like, these are no-brainer trades where you could comfortably buy and say, okay, the team is spending – way more money than they probably made on the coin right now. They're not going to sell on you. The holders are holding because they believe it's going higher. And, you know, none of these coins like Whiff went to a billion over 2-3 days. These things take months and months of time of exchange of hands, consolidation, new buyers, and all of that. You know, I believe Peng is going higher.
Gustavo, what do you think? Gustavo, as our resident in banter expert on memes, what do you think?
I agree. I think everyone should bet on cuteness. Cute cats, cute dogs, cute penguins, etc.
All right. I'm with you. Look, again, I'm not a DJ. This is not my field of expertise. Let me ask you another question. Pulse Chain. As meme coin traders, how do we feel about Pulse Chain?
I personally cannot give you my opinion on it, but I will tell you this. There is a large community there of believers and they are very loud on Twitter.
They're very loud. And that's why I'm asking because I know of a token that is launching on Pulse Chain and I'm debating whether I should get in or not. It's called Todd. Retard, like Todd. Like you're a retard. It's called Todd. It's great. The graphics are great. Everything's great. The only thing is when I heard it was on Pulse Chain, I was like, on the one hand, Pulse has got a very, very, very loyal community, but I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm asking. Is it a turnoff? Like, if I tell you something's on Todd, on Pulse Chain, is it a turnoff? Does it like, do you then go, oh, well, it doesn't sound so good?
It's probably one of the best. It's very it's risky. Can I just say it's yeah. very risky? Okay, but in the case that Richard actually wins the case, Jesus Christ, those memes will absolutely explode. But it's very risky.
Okay, cool. Eric, what do you think?
I'm personally not on Pulse Chain either. So like Poe said, I can speak about that from experience. But yes, to his point, there's a lot of people who are in my DMs talking about Pulse Chain, and they have a crazy community. So you can literally see a chain that is dead. There's no activity on there in terms of like meme coins. And then literally overnight, it's the most popping place to be. We just saw that recently with Blast. So
That's Todd coming onto my screen. Okay, I was trying to download something and a song came on, but that's going to give us a copyright strike, so we actually can't play it. All right, back to you guys. Which other memes do we like? I'm here. I'm not driving. You guys are driving.
I want to talk about a meme. I want to talk about a low cap meme that I'm holding.
Okay,
Eric, you want to go first?
Yes. Trump. Trump.
Trump's a sure thing. Trump's a fucking sure thing. Come on, Trump has to be a sure thing.
And that's another
no-brainer.
Another Baggin. And I actually know exactly how much I put into Trump because I only bought it once, and I put in it was 1.5 ETH, which I believe was like $2,000, and now it's worth $5 million.
Sorry.
So I have a $5 million bag in Trump. I'm one of the top holders there,
and a $5 million bag in Harry Potter, Sonic, Obama, Inu. What the fuck am I doing wrong? What the fuck? What are we doing wrong here? So
Ren, let me tell you something. He has no intent in selling anytime soon.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So, I mean, look, Trump's a no-brainer because, you know, with him, Nikki Haley dropping out of the race, he's going to win a lot of victories between now and the end of the elections. What happens if he loses the election? What happens if Biden wins the election? Then what happens to the meme?
I think that we would say, you know, that the election was stolen and Trump would keep running. I think Trump, Trump is crazy because see, Trump is not just a meme coin anymore. It's a movement. There is something called PolyFi, which is a new meta in the meme coin space. And Trump is the pioneer of that and the leader of that by far. And just to put context around that, just yesterday, Trump donated $500,000 to veterans and to fight human child sex trafficking. $500,000, I'm sorry, in one day. They've already donated about $1.3 million to those things. So Trump is a movement. How are they getting that money? They have a 1-1 tax. So every time there's a buy and sell, they're generating revenue. They're doing tens of millions of dollars in trading volume every day. So if you want to talk about something that has the potential to take center stage and to resonate with more than just the degenerate, you know, people like us who like cute animals and weird creatures like my PFP, Trump is really going to take center stage for the reasons that you mentioned, which is, hey, you have, you know, this whole political thing that's going on and the election and all that. But again, everybody knows Trump. Everybody recognizes Trump, whether it's, you know, young people, you know, or old people. So Trump is doing some crazy things again.
But only if he wins the elections. Only if I must say, like, I think if he loses the elections, I think
I think it would definitely be much more bullish if he does win the election. And I think we all know that he's definitely going to win the election. I mean, it's going to be a landslide victory.
You know, I want to agree with you, but I also know that the Democrats, the rats play dirty, bro. And you know, they're letting in all these illegal immigrants, and the illegal immigrants are going to vote for them because I think that's part of the deal of letting in the illegal immigrants. And then, you know, they could steal the election. I've seen Elon making a lot of noise about it. So the part that really worries me about this election, I don't think Biden can beat Trump fair and square. That I don't believe can happen. But I mean, the rats. Yeah, the rats are rats, bro. You gotta remember, you're dealing with rats.
There's a card. Rats, if they go with Michelle Obama, it's not gonna be easy for Trump.
Gustavo, is Michelle Obama a man? My wife says Gustavo.
There's a meme coin of. There's a meme coin of that. It's called Mike.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. Would you buy? I mean, hold on. You may be onto something here.
I don't hold Mike.
But you should hold Mike.
Because it might be. Yeah,
if, maybe. If Michelle Obama comes in the race, Mike goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wait. I want to ask you another one. So I'm invested in another meme coin. And if it's a bad investment, just tell me it's a bad investment. It's the meme coin on Ton, which is called Redog. So R-E-D-O.
Redo.
Redo. Am I good or am I bad?
You're good. Telegram is one of the biggest apps in the entire world. Brazil, Russia, huge in Brazil and Russia. These people might, literally, they might onboard like 10 million people into crypto. They're going to buy the dog. It's the first thing they're going to see.
Yes. Guys, what do you think? Guys, I know I hear Gustavo's view. I'm interested to hear your view.
I don't know anything about it, so I can't give you my opinion on it. I'm not on Ton.
Okay. Just for those of you who don't know, it's called Resistance Dog. I bought it because I'm a big fan of Telegram, the Ton, the blockchain, and that's the app. This is the dog. Again, they're not a sponsor or anything. It's just, it's one of the few meme coins that I hold. All right, ball's back in your court.
I think the founder designed the dog, and I've seen Telegram, the actual like Twitter page, retweet stuff about the dog. So they're actively promoting it, which is bullish.
Okay, guys, back to you. Poe, you had something you wanted to talk about before Eric told us about Trump.
Yeah, I want to talk about Pepe on Solana. Pepe on Solana. Yes. So if you go to Solana right now and you search Pepe.
Okay, hold on. Whoa, I lost it. So Pepe on Solana. So I go here and I'm looking. Again, if you want to look for the memes on Solana, probably Bird Eye is the best place to look. So it's Pepe on Sol, right? So it's, is it this one here? Is it the one that's just called Pepe?
I'm using Dex Screener for this example because I want to show you how bullish I am on it. If you use Dex Screener and you search Pepe right now.
Yes.
The first thing that's going to populate is Pepe on Ethereum.
Yes.
Right? And the second one, if you go two down, I believe you should see Pepe on Solana.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the date of when this Pepe on Solana launched, it was 1 year and 1 month and 17 days old. If you look at when Pepe on Ethereum launched, it was 10 months old. So this Pepe on Solana actually launched way before the Pepe on Ethereum, right? So in my speculation is right now that Pepe on Ethereum is, you know,
overvalued. We
trade narratives here, right?
Yes.
And when we look at meme coins, we trade narratives, right? And the narrative is this Pepe was first. It was the first Pepe to launch on Solana. So in my opinion, and obviously it's not financial advice, this is a no-brainer trade for me because people that are not on Ethereum, that don't want to pay those fees, that don't have, you know, the whale type of money, they're going to be looking for a Pepe on Solana to buy.
8.6 million?
The chosen one.
8.8 million for the market cap. I mean, okay, now it's going up because the DGens are... This is the interesting one. This is a very interesting one. I love your
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys believe in the thesis that cats might flip dogs?
No, absolutely not. Dogs are man's best friend. Men don't like cats. Men don't care for cats. If you do care for cats, that's cool. I think cats are cute. but in my opinion,
I know very few men that don't like pussy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we all love pussy. We all love pussy, but you know, when it comes to cats and dogs,
some guys like cock on Avex.
It's gonna be a dog.
Okay. Wait, hold on a second.
Back to my thesis on, on Solana. This is a no-brainer trade for me. And if you look at the chart, first of all, the dev, it's actually an interesting story. The dev launched it, and he has been, you know, so it had a little bit of a run. It went like $1 billion market cap. It went to $2 million market cap. It got sold off. The dev never gave up. He sat in that Telegram every single day for the past year. And someone sent me a DM one day, and they told me the story about this Pepe on Solana. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And, you know, we got on the Twitter spaces with the dev, and he's an ex-military vet. He's been working on this project for a long time. And he just had – people don't notice it. Sometimes people don't find these coins. And there are people out there like me that find these coins and are able to tell these stories with our following. So when I found this coin, I think it was at $1 million market cap.
Now it's on 20.
I think it was a week or two ago. Yeah. If you look at the chart, I think around the 2nd of March, I started talking about this. And it went from $1 million market cap to $20 million market cap. And, you know, it had its run. It consolidated. You know, all the people that bought early sold off. And now all the believers are holding this floor here, and it's been holding this floor since for the past 5 days, I would say.
Give me another one.
3-4 days.
It's okay.
Or 10 mil.
What about Benji, Taylor Swift's cat? What about Benji, Taylor Swift's cat? $20 million market cap, this one. Liquidity so for...
I'm up 20x in like 3 days.
Okay. Someone says, looks like Brett on Solana launched before Brett on Base. What do you think of that? Hold on a second.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
I think
it doesn't matter.
It's not always about did it first. Matter. It's about did it right. And clearly, if you look at what Brett is doing, I mean, it's in a matter of days shot up to a $200 million plus market cap. The amount of holders it has, the thesis that Poe went over earlier, and something that I don't think anyone touched on is that there's speculation that at some point Base is going to do an airdrop. And if they do an airdrop, we're talking
about I heard the same thing. I think I heard Base is going to do a token, and I heard there's going to be an airdrop. I heard the same thing. I've got to be honest. I don't know how true it is because of the regulation, but I heard that they're going to break the base chain completely away from Coinbase, make it completely independent, and they're going to drop a token. I mean, again, this is not inside information. This is just rumors. You know, if it's inside information, I'll be the first to say it, but this is just a rumor. Okay, we have another sponsor, which I want to plug here. I want you guys to give me, even though they're a sponsor, I want you guys to give me your honest opinion, because I think that's fair game here. It's Baby Bonk. He's BSC's favorite dog, the most savage community in BSC. They have a game. The game is called Bonk Royale. Also $20 million market cap in a matter of a couple of days. I'm new to this, but I think this one looks fucking fantastic.
Baby derivatives have worked very well. Also last cycle. So yeah, I think it could explode.
There's no shame in betting on derivatives. There really is no shame betting on derivatives.
What about betting on BSC? Because, I mean, they're talking about BSC's favorite dog. I mean, I think...
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. BSC, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people this cycle, because there are a lot of people that are coming back. And if you look at the volume, if you go to Dex Screener, so a lot of things, what I like to do is I'll go to Dex Screener, and then you pop out the left side panel, and you can see all the chains that are getting volume right now. And BSC has the third highest volume right now.
So where do I go? I go here. Yeah, I see here. Ethereum, Solana, yeah. BSC. That's where it is. I see it.
On BSC, I have two words. I have two words. Come rocket. It's going to explode again. No doubt.
Think so?
Because it was Elon. Elon made this meme happen because he started tweeting about it. It went to like 100 or 200 million in just a couple of days, and it was all retail fueled. And it's already started exploding.
Gustavo, I can't tell you the level of excitement in the chat here about the fact that you're doing a show, that you're going to be doing your own meme coin show. These guys are going fucking crazy. These guys are, I think we're going to have a sensation on our hands. Guys, remember, Gustavo is going to be on this channel and the main channel. So what you need to do is you need to make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and the notification bell is on, because if you're not on this channel, we don't tell you when we're going to come on, because we just come on weekends and stuff like that. And the only way, you need to put the notifications on. That's the only way you're going to get it. All right, guys, ball's back in your court. I want another. I want to say this.
Okay.
I feel like we've degened here, but I don't feel like we've dirty degened. Like, I still feel we could go dirtier.
Let's dirty degen. I got a coin that I've been holding since the last time we've been on the show.
Okay.
I have two, actually. I have 10 coins that I'm holding since the last, but there's two that I want to talk about in particular. One is Kobosu Inu on Ethereum.
Okay, so how do I spell this?
Kabosu.
Kobosu Inu. And it's on Ethereum. So it's that's on the Ethereum one.
Yeah, Kobosu.
That's the one. So it's got a $4.8 million market. Okay, but you said you held it since the last. You said you held it since the last show.
I think I've been holding this for 2 years, I think, maybe. 1 year.
Surely, I mean, it hasn't worked. Surely we must just throw it in the garbage and throw it away.
Why?
Because it hasn't worked since the last cycle. What makes you think it's going to work now?
Oh no. We didn't have a last cycle yet. We're going into this cycle.
Okay.
Look at it. The last cycle, it went up to 5-6 mil, I would say, right? But this cycle, who is Kobosu? You have to ask yourself. You have to know your memes. Who is Kobosu? Kobosu is Doge. Kobosu is Doge, right? So, and Doge, the actual dog behind Doge is Kobosu, right? Kobosu Mama on Instagram is very active with millions of hundreds of thousands of followers, and the dog is sick. And I do think sometime in the near future, this dog will pass away, and people will be betting on Kobosu as a main character.
Wow.
I mean, if you look across the board. For meme coins as a whole, why are we all here? Because these dog coins brought us here, right? Kobosu, Shiba Inu, Floki. These are all the dogs that made meme coins possible. And the name Kobosu itself is the very dog that I believe started this whole meta. So it's, for me personally, I've been holding this. I'm going to continue to hold it. And I believe that Kobosu will have its day.
All right, let's go. Next one. Poe, I want one from you, brother.
Next one, we have Bobo on Ethereum.
Bobo on Ethereum. Okay, tell me why you like Bobo on Ethereum. Gustavo, before he tells us, do you like Bobo on Ethereum, sir?
To be honest, not that much, but I think it can go up a lot. I remember there's this guy called Big Dick Bull 69. I love his Twitter account, and he rugged Bobo, I think, a couple months ago.
Big Dick Bull 69.
That's a different Bobo, bro. That's a different Bobo. There was two Bobos. Bobo? There was okay. two Bobos on Ethereum. There's two Bobos on Ethereum. There was one.
Is this the right one? Is this the right one? $40 million market cap. Is this the right one?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me why we like Bobo.
Okay, we like this. Why? Because the creator of the meme actually supports the meme. His name is Rektakashi. He's the creator of the meme Bobo. He was inspired by Pepe. Bobo is a bear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bobo is a bear, and he's inspired by Pepe. And he, unlike the last Bobo that launched and rugged, this guy has been around since he launched last year. And it's being supported by a lot of people on Twitter right now, and they really believe it is going to pull up some numbers near Pepe, because it is the bear version of Pepe, and the memes are fire. If you go through this guy's Twitter, this guy is
what's his Twitter? Guy, let's go there. Let's go there. What's his Twitter?
You could go to the main Twitter, BoboCoin ETH on
Bobo
Twitter. The memes.
Coin ETH. There we go. Okay, I found him. Oh, I know this bear. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly.
Bear, bro, yeah, the yeah. content that I literally have access to his content folder with all of his memes. Mm-hmm. This guy's a genius, bro. The memes, the art that this guy creates is just amazing. And that's something that I really look for when I like a meme.
Okay.
Is the content there? Is the art there? Is it funny? And this just hits all those tickers.
All right, Gustavo, hit me with one.
This one I left.
Before Gustavo does, I just want to show you guys one thing. Because of people like us, because of people like you guys, on Banter Bubbles, we actually added in a filter. So I want to show you how it works. You go to filter and you go to memes. So you see, we made it the first one. You click here and you can set it. So when you open your Banter Bubbles on your app or on your desktop, that you just get all the memes. So you can actually see the memes. If you guys are meme coin traders, all the memes are over here. You can filter, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Gustavo, back to you, sir.
So this one I leave for last on purpose. So I'm betting very, very hard on this thesis that retail comes, and instead of going woof, they're going to go meow.
Okay.
And everyone's going to be catched by surprise.
Okay.
And this one is my last call. It's called Le Meow.
Le Meow. This is the one that Kyle Dupes is going to retire on. Is that the one?
Yes. Yes.
Kyle Dupes made more money.
everyone at Better is going to retire on Le Meow.
Le Meow.
Yes.
Okay, who is Le Meow?
So this is the way cats laugh on the internet. Instead of Le Meow, it's Le Meow. Even people like Eric Snowden, Le Meow on Twitter sometimes. And I'm super bullish Le Meow because it comes from this thesis by GCR, which is an amazing trader. And he said...
Oh, goodness. Okay, yeah. I mean, that could have given us a copyright strike very quickly. That could have been a very quick copyright strike. Okay, carry on.
And basically, GCR said that he believes in a cat flipping. And cats will flip dogs. And everyone on crypto Twitter, everyone that's in crypto will be surprised that retail is just going to bid all the cats. And it's going to happen fast, and it's going to be like a furious rally, and all the cats are going to explode. And betting on the meow is betting on that thesis.
Okay, fair enough. You see, these guys are such trollers, they don't even have a website. When you click on their website, you literally go to Rick Troll. This is where they fucking take you. Okay, Eric, your last one before we go, because we got to cut this soon. Eric, I'm giving you, I want to feel dirty after this one. I really want to feel dirty. I don't feel dirty enough.
I'm going to give you something dirty and funny as fuck. I discovered this meme because when you tweet, the way that this culture works is people will raid your comment section and just shill you different memes. And one I came across was Damen.
Damen.
D-A-U-M-E-N.
Damen Frosch. Okay, I see it. It's this one over here. So it's got a market cap of $11 million. Okay, this is dirty shit. This is dirty, dirty, dirty shit.
You gotta look at their Twitter. You gotta look at their Twitter and just look at the fucking memes.
What's the Twitter? What's the Twitter called? What is it?
Let's see. Probably he just type in the ticker Damen.
How do I spell it again? D
A U M-E-N. Every time I have to spell this, I have a hard time doing it.
I'm is it Dumb and Fresh? Dumb and Fresh.
There we go. Yes, that one. These memes, these guys are next level when it comes to creating content.
Yeah. These guys are good. These guys are good. Holy shit. These guys are good. Okay. And the market cap of this is under $11 million. This is $11 million. It was $10 million a second ago, but the degens are obviously degening. Before we go, I want to show you something. So we do have one more sponsor on the show. And I want to show it to you because I think it's not your typical meme sponsor. Let me just find all my... Hold on. I've got so many things going on here. Here we go. So it is this game over here. It's a game on Pulse Chain. It's called Blaster. This is actually the game that Elon created when he was 12. So they've recreated the game. Yeah, they've recreated Blaster on Pulse Chain. Apparently the team is spectacular. Unbelievable team. They've got amazing rewards. You buy Blast, you stake your Blast, and you claim Pulse Chain. And the main thing about this game is that you don't need any Web3 onboarding. You basically just play it here on the website. So it looks interesting to me. You guys told me you're not the biggest Pulse Chain, but remember Pulse Chain does have a massive, 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 crazy ass community. So check it out. Join blaster.com. That's what it's called. By the way, all the links are in the thing here. Should we do one more just for shits and giggles? Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
I got one more and you're going to love it. It's called Tramp. And it's Tramp. Donald Trump mean ontology. Tramp. It's the most redacted, retarded Donald Trump meme you will ever see in your entire life.
Okay, hold on a second.
Check it out. I'm quickly. T-R-E-M-P.
I love the retardio
hold method. Hold on. Okay, so I'm going. It's called Tramp. Tramp.
It's called Tramp. And Tramp. We are going to mech memes great again. And we're going to build the wall. And if you look at the chart,
wall here. So 16.5. Yeah, we're building a wall on the chart. $16.5 million market cap.
Yeah. Go to the Twitter, man. Go to the Twitter. I want you to see the memes.
I'm going to go there. I'm going straight to Twitter. I'm going T-R-E-M-P, Tramp. T-R-E. Hold on a second. Why is it stopped now? Hold on a second. T-R-E-M-P.
Donald Trump underscore skull.
Okay. Donald Trump underscore skull. No, here it is.
There you go.
Ah, I like it. I love it. I love this one, bro.
Come on. This is a no-brainer. We love Trump. We're crypto boys. You know, we're not Biden pussies. We fucking love Trump and we love Tramp.
Okay.
It's that easy, bro.
Fair enough, guys.
It's that fucking easy.
Guys, can we make a commitment right now? So today is Saturday. Can we agree to meet here again? Not next week Saturday because I'm in Dubai, but the following Saturday and do this again.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to meet you. Not the next coming Saturday because I'll be in Dubai. And by the way, on that Saturday, Gustavo will do a meme coin show. But we'll meet the following Saturday again with the four of us and we'll degen into filthy memes. Remember, guys, if you're not already subscribed to Crypto Banter Plus, subscribe to Crypto Banter Plus. Also, if you want to join in on the fun with us, there's a lot of stuff here. You can sign up to exchanges. You can win the Banter bags. You can win one of seven Apple Vision Pros. There are links below. Just go and do it. And also, if you want to visit any of our sponsors that we spoke about, they're all over here. Love you guys madly. I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks' time. Gustavo, I'm very excited to have you here on Banter doing incredible, incredible shows. Josh is telling me to read something. He says, must check if Baby Bonk chart 2. Show charts of Baby Bonk and Blast. Okay, so let's look at Baby Bonk. Someone says you got to look at the charts quickly. Let's go here and look at Baby Bonk. Baby Bonk charts. Baby Bonk. Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. Hold on a second. Let me just get the guests back and get the Baby Bonk charts. Where is the best place to check the charts, guys? Where is the best place if I want to? Is it Dex Screener?
Dex Tools and Dex Screener.
I like Dex Screener. I personally use Dex Screener.
Okay, so we have the chart here. I understand now why they wanted me to look at the Baby Bonk chart. It looks unbelievable. And someone said also check the Blastar chart. Okay, so let's go check the Blastar chart. Blastar. But that one you have to check on. That one you have to check on. Where do you check Pulse Chain memes? That's the question. Yeah, I think it's here. I think check it out here. Blast. Let's just have a look here. Ask the guys to send me a thing, Josh. Ask the guys to send me the Blastar chart. All right, guys. So we're going to meet you again in 2 weeks. Yeah, to the community, beautiful. thank you for hanging out with us. Remember, you do know that memes are a very, very, very dangerous game. As all of the guests have said here, very, very, very few of them are investments. A lot of them are just trades. Remember that if you are getting into these things, you know that they can go to zero. We bring you these shows to try and show you the culture, but we're certainly not telling you to invest in the stuff. Although we are in, well, you can say we are traded. We are invested in the stuff. Love you guys, Maddie. See you guys again in 2 weeks. Until then, everyone, trade well, my friends.
God bless.